You're listening to SBS News.
In the 14 years Jackie Fairley has been at the helm of Star Pharma, she says little has changed for female chief executive officers in Australia.
Look, it was rare then, but it's also rare now, unfortunately. In the ASX 300, which is the index that Star Pharma is in, only 5% of companies have female CEOs, and I think in the ASX 200, it's slightly better at 6%.
Under her leadership, the Melbourne-based pharmaceutical company has improved its gender diversity and financial performance. It now sits among the top 300 companies on the ASX.
If you look at the market capitalisation on my appointment was around $50 million. It's currently around $400 million.
New research based on data from the National Workplace Gender Equality Agency shows Ms. Fairley isn't alone in her success. The report found having a female CEO led to a 5% increase in the market value of a listed company, or an average of $80 million. And that jumps to more than $100 million as companies increase the number of women in executive roles by 10%. Workplace Gender Equality Agency Director Libby Lyons says the research makes a strong business case for gender equality in the workplace.
Gender equality, having gender balance at senior leadership, drives better performance and better company outcomes. And this report today absolutely provides that causal link.
Chief Executive of technology company Alcidion, Kate Quirk, says women often have different leadership styles from men.
We tend to be a little bit more on the empathetic, listening side of the business, and I think that's really helped me to sort of stand back, look at what's going on, and understand where my skills could best be deployed.
Lead researcher Professor Alan Duncan from the Bankwest Curtin Economic Centre says many Australian companies still have some way to go in achieving a better gender balance.
And importantly, this is not saying that women make better leaders than men. I think in looking at what these findings uncover, it points much more to the benefits and power of diversity.
As Australia rebuilds the economy in the wake of COVID-19, advocacy groups say governments also have a role to play in helping more women succeed. Sue Morfitt is the president of Chief Executive Women.
A simple thing like investing in childcare so that the sector works well and the families can rely on it to get more high-performing women back to work.
The federal government's free childcare program that was set up to help families impacted by the pandemic will end next month. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.